for your presence tonight. And as we look to the Word of God for some encouragement this evening, we'll be opening to John chapter 15, rather. John chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. John chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. In life, we often seek happiness, joy. Sometimes it's fleeting, especially for people who don't look to God and His Word for encouragement and for the instruction, the guidance that we receive. It helps us to find the way to true happiness. And so the joy that people often find is temporary, but instead we look to Christ and His Word and we find that which always abides. Jesus, at verse 9 here, says, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love." And then he says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." We find here, as the Lord talks about this love with which He has been loved by the Father, which He in turn loves His disciples with. That includes us. And He talks about the love that will be able to continue to be enjoyed by us and how that is conditional. Do we want the Father's love? Do we want to abide in His love? He says that will happen if we do what? If we keep His commandments, then we will abide in Christ's love, just as He has done. So the Lord, while He was here on this earth, we're told again and again, obeyed His Father's will, did the work of His Father, was faithful to keep the words that had been given to Him, and He declared those to the world. That enabled Christ to, as He says, abide in the love of His Father. This is what we long for, and in fact, that's what Jesus ties to the concept of joy, verse 11. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Do we think it's strange that keeping the commands of the Lord are tied to joy and happiness? It shouldn't be that way. Even though sometimes the world perceives the Bible as a book of rules and regulations that restrict and that bind and that keep us from, you know, doing things that are so pleasurable. But in fact, the reality is the pleasures of the world and that which the surrounding society calls enjoyable are the things that are the sinful pleasures of life. God has given us pleasure, no doubt. And He has given us desires, but lawful means to fulfill those desires in a way that will honor God in the process, that doesn't involve sin. Pleasures that God has built into the human body and the human mind can be rightfully enjoyed. But there are those things that defile the flesh. So the commands of God actually, as Jesus says here, enable us to have joy that is preserved, happiness that's not taken away. And you can have that when you know you're pleasing God, when you're living within the bounds of His covenant, which is for all people. The new covenant is given to all of humanity. Some will receive it and find life and grace through it, and others will reject it and be cast off forever. But the happiness and the joy that will never be taken away, that will never drift from us and that will never be lost, and that you don't have to continue to search for, but it can be found, is in the revelation of God's Word, which shows us a future full of happiness, and that is heaven, which shows us a means by which we can attain it, which is keeping His Word, and which shows us an earthly life that we can live that can not only be filled with the instruction given by God's Word, but also the happiness found in keeping it. Because Jesus, as He states here, intends to give us joy that will remain and a joy that will be full. And a part of it is tied to the love that God would have us to demonstrate for not only God, but in verse 12, the commandment that He gave His followers, that you love one another as I have loved you. See, God has given us a spiritual family. And when you have support, and when you have encouragement, and when you have a sense of belonging, you can find joy that helps you through the daily struggles of life. That's what the Lord longs to give us. It's perfectly found within the system of Christianity that God has blessed the world with. You see, where Christianity has taken a hold of a society, that society has been blessed for the good because of the inherent ways of God's goodness displayed through His covenant-keeping people, which will have a shining effect as lights in the communities where they are found, and will have a power for good and an influence for building up people, making them better people. Wherever you have Christianity and Christians, you have people that begin to learn, that is, the societies around them, that learn the ways that will make those people better husbands, better wives, better fathers and mothers, children, citizens under a government. It always improves the people where it is found. And so God does bring love to human beings and joy that will never be taken away. The question is, do we have that joy in its fullness? If we're living the Christian life, as God shows us in His Word, then we can have and possess a lasting love and joy that God gives to us through His Word and through His Son. But if we are not living that life that God has shown us that we can and should live, then what we will have will be just a shadow, just a glimmer of what God wants to give us. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, we encourage you to turn to the Word, which shows us how faith can grow and develop into that which will save us. Saving faith is a faith that is obedient, like the faith of Abraham, who believed and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. That is, he was convicted in his heart of the promises of God and acted thereupon, obeying God wherever God called him to act. And God has asked us today, shown us today, that salvation comes through believing in His Son, that Jesus is the Christ, turning from our sins, repenting, confessing our faith in Jesus Christ, and being baptized, submitting to the act of baptism. We're immersed in water for the remission of our sins. It's in that act of baptism that we contact the saving blood of Jesus Christ. And then a life of faithfulness is required. Living, as Jesus says, keeping the commandments of God. That's how we abide in the love of Christ. And that's how we find the joy that will never be taken away from us. Tonight, if you're a child of God and need to come home or put on Christ in baptism as one who've not yet believed, we invite you to come to Christ's invitation as we stand and sing.